The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Hey, good girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Hello and welcome to my brother mean advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middlest brother, Travis McElroy.
Yeah, I'm your baby brother, Griffin McElroy.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got Brave Fever here at My Brother, My Brother and Me.
Every movie that comes out, every movie that reaches a certain box office gross and Rotten Tomatoes rating.
Travis has seen the film. He won't stop talking about it. Travis, give us your review of Brave, the new hit from Disney's McDonald's Pixar's.
I'm glad you asked, Justin. Let me break it down for you. So there's this red hair girl, right? Sick of being a girl because it sucks.
Yeah.
And in the context of the movie, I don't think this in real life, but she's like living in like 10th century Scotland. So they want to burn her for being a woman.
Good to be a dude back then.
So great. Everybody loved dudes. So they're like, oh, you're a girl. We're going to burn you, right? Because she's a witch, obviously. And so then, because she's got red hair, and so then she like throws it back in their face and she's like, fine, then I'll be a witch. And so she turns her brothers into bears, and then she rides a horse for a while, and then she's at the Stonehenge and she does some magic, and all of a sudden Wally is there.
Now,
and they're hanging out.
Let me interrupt you.
Trying to find Nemo, right?
Can I interrupt you for a second, please?
Yes.
That's exactly right. I haven't seen the film, but I read the official review in the Christian Science Monitor, and that is word for word witchcraft and bears.
Yep, I did read the original script leak on coolnews.com, and it was there. So
isn't it kind of cool? This is the name of that website.
This is perhaps cool.
Hey, neato.com.
Take this in. As you've probably guessed, this is an advice show. Primarily, not just advising you on which cinema that you should take in, although that's obviously an important role that we play here. It's one of our facets. Predominantly, we give advice on life's little road bumps, life's little stumblers,
life's little polyps,
life's stumblers too, still stumbling.
Polyps. Life's little fiddly farts,
life's
little sharding.
Okay.
That's people need advice after that kind of event.
No. Hey, I'm a nail biter.
Where's the closest door?
Okay. All right.
A nail biter.
Along Came Polly, everyone.
classic. Next up, Travis talks about some Indian food he had, and now it's upsetting his tummy.
Hey, you got a ferret? Fucking asshole.
I'm a nail biter. I'm not proud of it, but it's true. I never do the deed in public, but it can still be embarrassing when people notice my nails. My girlfriend is also not so much a fan of this habit, and is always encouraging me to stop. I am meeting her family next month, and I want to have it under control before I meet them. How do I kill this habit that has had some 20-something years of reinforcement? That's from Nom 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 in
Denver. It's Nom Nom Nom.
Nom Nom Nom. Are you eating them?
Yeah. Oh, are you consuming
your nails
for power?
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
It's a lot of empty calories.
Yeah. No, you have to cut your nails so that you can use them to clean your teeth.
Didn't Gwen Stefani have to get her stomach pumped because she had like 30 pounds of nails down?
She was eating other people's fingernails.
Don't just fucking spread lies around.
It was either nails or semen.
She
had 30 pounds of semen nails?
Yeah.
She had 30 pounds of something in her stomach. And it might have been semen or maybe nails, but maybe heroin.
No doubt. No doubt.
What I've always heard that people do is like put like Tabasco sauce or like red pepper or something on your nails
to
stop from biting them. Can you imagine forgetting and going to like scratch an itch on your eye or something?
Or jerk off your penis.
And all of a sudden you have to kill yourself because your penis is on fire.
Yeah.
I'm perhaps not the best person to be advising this because I still occasionally do. I think in the grand scope of habits, it's not that bad of a one.
As long as you keep your nails clean.
That, yeah. But you physically can't do that. That's physically impossible.
I am actually constantly scraping from under my nails.
Yeah.
Usually with a pocket knife, which is horrifying for people.
Yeah. 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 Your filing and picking habits are awful, because I know that pocket knife isn't cauterized. Like, you're getting...
No.
It's so much germs up in there. You know, it's so much germs. And you're just getting those in your mouth, and you're eating them and swallowing them, and you're gonna get polyps.
Now, let me throw this out. That's a question. Like, how do you stop?
Well, I have a counter suggestion.
Okay.
Rather than stopping, if your fear is people noticing them, come up with a story for why your nails look like that, and tell them you're really into power sanding.
Okay.
That's,
and you keep getting your nails too close to the belt sander.
Sure.
It happens to me all the time, guys.
Sure.
And then people will think you're a noble carpenter.
Are you saying the problem is not that he bites his nails in front of people?
He has unsightly nails.
Mm-hmm.
It's an image problem.
So just go to the manicurist. Get them. That could be. Okay, let me hit you with this. Why don't you go to a manicurist? Go every week and have them just like get a great look. And then you'll think to yourself, like, I can't bite these nails. I paid so much for these.
It has to be
a really expensive manicure, by the way.
Do you think that they make, like, edible press-on nails?
Like the hit SNL sketch corn chip nail tips? Is that what you're talking about right now?
No, I wasn't. Oh, start putting some bugles on your fingers.
Okay, but if you put bugles on your fingers.
How is that not a temporary fucking fix? Bugles ain't.
You gotta have a lot of fucking bugles.
I wish bugles were permanent. I wish that instead of cartilage, I had bugle bone. I wish I had bugle bone.
That's actually one of the curses that the red-haired witch does in Brave. She gives somebody permanent bugles.
The old boogie-woogie bugle bones. From Company B. You know.
I think that the main problem with bugle nails is that at the end of it, you will just have perfectly seasoned nails. delightful and playful even in their piquant tastes. They have a Southwest flavor that you're sure to enjoy. You're going to have to fight the rest of the family off to get to these nails.
Let me throw this out. As a way to stop doing it, here's my suggestion. Stop doing it. Just like cold turkey. Just don't do it anymore.
That's good. Is this hypnosis? I've heard about this.
Well, I'm saying, like, what is there other, like, you could put super glue on your nails and make them taste really nasty, but, like, anything you do is going to be so remarkably unpleasant.
This is just like being on a show with Dr. Drew. It's great.
Dr. Drew, all of his shows about self-help.
Now, Travis, what?
Put down the fucking sandwich.
What if I wanted to quit heroin, Travis? What would you suggest?
Just fucking stop it.
Yeah.
Right, just not doing it.
You're better than that.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Aren't you? Could have fooled me.
Oh man, it's kind of like your tone of voice is a little more Hulk Hogan though. It's sort of like having Hulk Hogan as my mentor.
It kind of swings. From, it swings from like tough love to like I hate you love.
Yeah.
Right. You only have two settings.
It's just a good thing that Travis doesn't have any bad habits, because who would be around to remedy them if not himself?
You know, sometimes I just like stare in the mirror and I'm just like, stop it.
Yeah, but you're not.
I start crying,
and you're not addressing anything because you're a perfect man.
Yeah, I'm worried I'm being too perfect. Like I fear that it alienates others.
If you're just worried about if it's hurting your self-esteem that you can't quit this habit, think of all of the habits that you are simultaneously quitting. Like, think of all the things that you're not doing in that moment that other people with addictions are definitely doing. Like, you might be biting your nails, but at that exact moment, you're not smoking. You're not whoring.
30 pounds of nails in the tummy. That's the worst.
You know, that's what Don't Speak's about. Yeah,
don't
about
speak,
the time that she...
I'm busy eating fingernails.
You know the sweet maraca solo in that song?
It's not a maraca. It's not a maraca.
It's her tummy.
Her tummy has become hardened and gourd-like from all the nails.
There's just little points poking out from the edges. Like, oh, don't mind that. Is it possible that you could start doing, like, an even worse habit? And then when your girlfriend's like, you need to stop firing your gun in the house, you can be like, well, I guess I could go back to biting my fingernails.
Yeah.
Do that.
I like that. Make her be happy about this bad habit you have. Gwen Stefani had a baby. Can you imagine being in a stomach that also is adjacent to 30 pounds? It's like living with a giant pine cone in your house.
Mm-hmm. She was eating fingernails for two.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry.
He came out with a taste. I love it. That kid came out with fucking antlers.
Poor Gwen.
Poor Gwen Stefani. Alternate suggestion, dip your nails in poison. How? Yep. That's like the pain box from Dune. Like, you got to keep it ever present in your mind because poisonous nails are the mind killer.
I guess, and it's like a zero strike policy.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I guess you get the one strike.
One strike, you're out.
But then that's it, yeah.
Best bets are honestly just to cut them. Cut them with nail clippers and then...
Real funny, Justin.
Sorry.
Oh, bring in some more chuggles. Back up the chuggles. Boop, boop, boop. Okay. Just dump that load of chuggles right over here.
What if you just cut them? Wait, hold on. Wait. You didn't let me finish. You didn't let me finish. Okay. The scissors are pickles. Damn it.
You really pulled out of that nosedive at the last second. Good work, Baloo the Bear.
How about a Yahoo?
He's the only trick pilot I could think of, you guys.
How about a Yahoo?
Yeah. Please.
Hold on. No, yeah, he is. Sully Sullenberg. Nah, fuck it. He is the only trick pilot. Yaz Cruz sent this one in. Thanks, Yaz. It's by Yahoo Answers user. An American asshole who asks, Yahoo Answers needs to tighten up their naming policy. I don't want my kids seeing that. An American asshole asks, are fat people easier to hunt? Like fat criminals when they do wrong and the cops are after them.
But there's no context for why he needs to know this.
Maybe he's trying to get his life in order, and he's trying to find like a bunch of good reasons to get real fit and healthy.
I need to pick a scapegoat. Mm-hmm. Should I pick someone fat? And the answer is yes.
You're saying that he should have fatter friends in case they get
fatter accomplices.
Okay. Or it could also be like a General Zaroff situation. We could be dealing with a most dangerous game, and then you do want fatty shipmates.
You should always have fatty shipmates. Mm-hmm.
They're good luck.
To eat them?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of different ways in which having a fatty shipmate could help.
Mm. Right.
Off the top of my head, eating them.
Okay.
If they die, flotation devices.
Yeah.
They're just, you know, usually they're in better spirits.
Super fuckable.
Oh, yeah.
When the sea madness sets in.
Mm-hmm. You're not going to run out of places. Let's just put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
To qualify, he means, like, the rolls and folds and what. Oh.
No. Yeah, you're not going to run short on places to get ready. You'll find places they didn't know they
had.
No. Griffin, when you picked this question,
yeah.
Is this where you saw it going?
I thought we might be able to make an argument that they
for
are,
why
that
fat people will be harder than
you see in like fucking movies all the time. When shit goes rough, who's the first ones against the wall and or floor? The fats, and it's I feel like movies portray them and like they're so they can't run as fast as a skinny, which I don't even know if that's true because they got so much inertia, right?
Yeah, they'll run into a mountainside and just go 10 or 12 feet deep.
So you're saying if you cut through all the Hollywood bullshit in Jurassic Park, Jeff Goldblum, dead. Wayne Knight, out of there. Yeah. He's safe.
Wayne Knight escapes. Wayne Knight floats away on a river of mud into freedom.
While Jeff Goldblum wafts in
Jeff
breeze.
Jeff Goldblum, a breeze catches him, pulls him into the Velociraptor pit.
You know that he actually... Wayne Knight's character in Jurassic Park left the island, floated all the way to Manhattan, started a life as a living next to Jerry Seinfeld. Okay. Now they say to him the first day, they go and they knock on the door and he says, hello, last name for the person living here. And he says, well, I'm a new man. Newman. That's how he picked the name.
It's a prequel.
It's a prequel. Jurassic Park is a prequel.
Can you explain to me how Space Jam fits in the Wayneverse? Where in Wayne canon does Space Jam fit in?
I don't want to give Wayne Knight a big head in telling him that there is an entire verse
Because if you did that, then his head would be in proportion to his body, which would just be
his sickening fucking body, Wayne Knight. Get it? Lose some pounds. It's gross to look at you. I'm sorry.
In Wayne, I'm sorry, a professional listener of our show, Wayne Knight.
In Space Jam, Wayne Knight schools Michael Jordan, MJ, I call him, in how to dunk.
Okay.
I was just Googling for more information about this, now, and the only YouTube clip I found that popped up is labeled this. I shit you not. Michelle Jordan is having a Space Jam .wmv. Michelle Jordan is having a Space Jam. I'm not sure that.
Having a Space Jam last night.
Oh, man. Do you buy into the split timeline Wayne Knightiverse theory, or?
Well, there's the different canons.
Because there's one, in one reality, he travels back in time after he dies at the end of Space Jam. And then
that's the O canon, that's the original canon.
Uh-huh. And then there's the one where he goes on living his life whatever his profession was in Space Jam.
That's the teacher canon.
Professional jamologist.
Professional jamology.
I think fat people would not be easier to hunt. I think that if I had to, I think if I was a bloodthirsty jungle hunter, or maybe I was on the desert plains and I was hunting a man, and I had to choose between a slim good body and a fatty Arbuckle. Mm-hmm. I think I would go a slim good body every time.
There's no pride in it, you know.
It's not a matter of. I'm thinking about the difficulty kill or be killed. Rating, not how am I gonna feel after I skin and wear Wayne Knight, you know?
Uh-huh. You're gonna feel great. You're gonna have fabric.
Because his skin really breathes, you know.
Yeah, it's gonna be
airy, light on your skin. It'll be nice.
Unfortunately,
it'll
be really nice. It breathes like Wayne this.
The other thing that aids fat people when they're being hunted is that you might see them at the beginning and think it's like Hunger Games. You'll see him at the beginning of the hunt and think, oh, I'll come back for him. Mm. I'll find him later. No danger there. So I think you might forget where you left him.
But
I guess is what I'm saying.
I think we should just not hunt. I'm going to go out on a bold stance here and say we should not hunt people.
That's not a bad policy.
I mean, it took me a lot of trial and error to come to you. I didn't just like wake up one morning and know it. So I'm just passing on to you guys my wealth of experience and say, listen, it's a mistake.
Don't hunt people. Except for Wayne Knight. Because, like, I have tried to get that dude on a health track to wellness. Mm-hmm. It's Griffin McElroy's Health Track to Wellness, the program. Mm-hmm. Travis, you were on that for a while.
I was. You know, I lost 163 pounds.
Yeah. And I've been pursuing Wayne Knight to really get off his duff and do something for him, you know, make himself feel good. Nothing is working. So I'm going to need
If anyone it. Knows Wayne Knight, could you put him in contact with Griffin, please?
Or just fucking start hunting him down. Hard target. Soft target. Soft target. Start Wayne Knight.
Speaking of the art of film, let's talk about Independent Film Channel. It's got a new show called Comedy Bang Bang. It comes on every Friday at 10 p.m. on the East Coast, 9 Central. It's an absurd half-hour comedy show, but it only looks like a talk show. Don't be confused. It's Comedy So Nice. They banged it twice. They got amazing guests, biggest names in comedy. They got Reggie Watts, hosted by Scott Aukerman. It's based on the hit podcast, but it's a good version of something on the internet, not like the TV show they made about stuff my dad said or things my dad tweeted.
Thank you.
It's a good version of
my
that.
My kids listen to this show, so if we can cut down on the cursing.
Thank you. So tune into that Fridays, every Friday, 10 p.m. on IFC, Comedy Bang Bang. Hey, over the past few years, I've picked up quite a few stickers / decals at various concerts, restaurants, bars, etc. My problem is I can't seem to find the appropriate place to display my collection. I feel like I've outgrown putting them on my car, but I do like having them around. Where could I put them that won't seem too immature or douchebaggish? That's from Decal Dilemma in Florida. I have a good answer for this.
Okay.
My boss and your boss, Chris Grant, he puts his stickers on his vacuum cleaner. It turns it into it turns cleaning time into rock and roll time. Makes it fun for everybody. Got lots of pizzazz, and you're excited about cleaning because it's got, like, you got a fun vacuum cleaner. It's got lots of fun stickers on it. And it's not like it's a decoration. Nobody expects it to look cool. You just put stickers all over your vacuum cleaner.
I have such a problem with this. I have a bunch of cool stickers, and, like, I just don't... I think I was just constantly thinking about an item that I own, its resale value. Like, right. Anything. Anything, like a computer or a vacuum cleaner or an iPad or an automobile. I would never put a bumper sticker on a car. Would never do it. Because I feel like I put it on there, that's like 15 to 2K.
Can I tell you guys a little story?
Yeah.
I own a green Foot Locker, a green chest that I've had since I was 18. So I've had it for 10 years.
Used to be a lot of porn and incense so much in that porn, thing.
All the porn. And because of the length of time I've had it and the permanence of stickers, that chest still proclaims my love for Jason Mraz.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So that's my main problem with stickers, is because 19-year-old Travis doesn't know jack shit about anything that's cool. And I don't want 28-year-old Travis to have to deal with the repercussions of his usage of stickers.
To be fair, he didn't have the beard back then.
Yeah. He was not nearly as crunchy as he is now.
He's hyper crunchy.
He's become just the crunchiest dude.
You know there's a... You can throw that trunk in the river. You know that, right?
No, it's still a good trunk, and now it's a heirloom. I'm going to give it to my kids.
I don't think your kids are going to want to inherit.
Dad, Jason Mraz fucking sucks. We all... You've got an NXS...
I'm 10, and I know he's jack shit bullshit.
You've got an NXS sticker on here. You're 28. Yes. You're not 66. That I will say is
the other said thing. There's only one sticker on the chest.
You are Jason fucking kidding. It's not like
there's a huge collection of stickers.
God, you put on a Jason Mraz sticker, and we're like, done.
No, I was this like, trunk's, oh, this will begin.
This
like,
trunk is ready. Installation. Ready to go.
With all the artists I ever really love, I'm going to add him to this trunk. And it turned out he did do exactly just that. I mean, he just never found anybody else he liked. Mm-hmm.
There's never no one ever as good as old J.M.
Mm-hmm. Mr. M.R.
That's what I call him.
I did like his first CD. For whatever it's worth.
His Live at Java Joe stuff was brilliant. But then, like, what the fuck was the rest of that shit?
I like that one. Jason. I like that one song. It's like, Saba, Buddha, Baba, Scoo, Baba. Scaba, Buddha, Baba. You know the song I'm talking about?
I do, actually. The Dream Life of Mr. Rand McNally is the name of that song. I was a huge fan. You guys want to know the sad truth? With both him and Dave Matthews, I'd still hang out with him in a heartbeat if I got the opportunity.
Yeah, you guys could compare, like, fishermen's hats.
Hey, those are some really nice Sanucs. Where did you get those? Mm-hmm. Oh, now, on the internet.
With your light gingham shirt, how many buttons down do you go? Because we're basically the trendsetters in this department.
Gingham shirts.
Scap!
I did like his live CD, not even that.
You fucking assholes.
That was like mind control. They played it at the Borders all the time.
It was so fucking good.
When I was working there, I played it 24 hours a day. I could probably do all the lyrics.
Could you do like a scrapbook of stickers?
That's sort of what scrapbooks are, from what I understand.
So that way, like, you can display your cool stickers.
But that feels disingenuous, doesn't it? Like, I have cool... Like, I have a sweet Max Fun sticker that I got at Max Fun Con. And I'm very, you know, I'm a huge Max Fun supporter. But I don't want to put it on my car, because what if I want to sell my car? But I don't want to just put it in a book, because then it's like, here's a book of stickers I'm ashamed of, is what it seems.
That is worse, because it's like, I didn't want anything to happen to these stickers I have.
Yeah.
What? And please
tell me.
They're
going to be worth something someday.
Please tell me the conversation you're having where, like, actually, did you want to check out a book of stickers I have?
You know, I actually have a quick and convenient way to convey to you everything you need to know about me.
If you want
to
know everything I'm into, we could talk about it, but that'd be too exasperating.
God damn it. You know what I'm thinking, though? Like, honestly, That's all Facebook is.
Yeah.
It's just a digital version of, like, do you want to sit down for a few hours and look through all the stickers I have? These are all my stickers.
Some stickers, some pictures of me and my friends, and just some things I've written under a list that says things I like.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure if you have a sticker collection, you're going to die alone.
Travis, if you don't change your Facebook banner image to, like, some Jason Mraz album art before this episode gets published, I'll never forgive you.
I'm going to send everybody your Facebook and make them look.
Okay. Could you do, like, okay, let me throw this out, because if your worry is, like, looking mature and adult, do a collage like you would on anything else, but, like, frame it under glass.
See, that's what's fucked. I have so many posters, and I really like my posters, and they're just basically huge, rectangular, unsticky stickers, right? That are more expensive than stickers are usually. And you can't put them in a car because it would...
Whoa, slow down, brainstorm. Put the stickers on the posters.
On the back. And then it's like a hidden map, and you flip it over and someone goes, oh, he really liked Jason Mraz.
Yeah, it's a map through your life.
Think about it.
What am I going to do with these pogs, though?
That's the question. I've got all these Flintstones jelly jars. where am I supposed to put these?
I have 2,000 to 3,000 snap bracelets. Got a whole room. Keep them. I used to be my sneaker snapper room, but I eBayed all them.
Oh, and you eBayed your sneaker snappers?
I eBayed my sneaks.
And my snaps.
Nice thing about Beanie Babies, that value's never going to go down.
Is it?
I've got all of these pizza-shaped discs left over from my Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles sewer boat. Just the discs. I got rid of the boat. But I've probably got 150 of them.
Mm-hmm. Right. Different years. The ones with, like, if you come over to Travis's house, he's like, come into the pizza disc room, and he's showing you, like, the ones with small factory imperfections and that kind of thing.
Basically, all I did was I just stapled them to the wall directly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's no furniture in the room. There's a body, but I don't ask about it.
There are five people right now who just threw down their iPod and, like, ran into their attic. Like, where's my fucking pizza launcher? I know it's in here. Dad! Dad!
Dad! You promised! You said that if I kept up my GPA that you wouldn't throw away my pizza launcher!
What do you mean I'm 32?
What do you mean you died 7 years ago?
Dad, how long have I been asleep? I think that old man was a genie! Dad, I think I got a genie curse!
Dad, Arnold Schwarzenegger's on TV and he says he's governor! What's going on?
I used to be Zac Efron and now I'm Steve Buscemi! Help me! Dad! I've got adult balls and no pizza launcher! What gives?
Dad, I wanted my Sudafed over the counter! What's going on? They said I couldn't at the store! Is that a problem you had run into? I can't find Jost on the shelves! Dad!
Do you want a Yahoo?
Hit me.
Yeah,
hit me.
This Yahoo answer was sent in by Emily Wall. Thank you, Emily. It's by Yahoo Answers user Nagini Potter, who asks, could I use a water gun instead of a neti pot? This is an awkward question, but I've broken my neti pot, and I'd like to clear out my nasal passages before I leave in a little while, or I'll be uncomfortably congested for the rest of the day. I've got at my disposal a little toy water gun, and I've seen people use a squeeze bottle version of the neti pot. Would it be an efficient temporary replacement for my neti pot?
Only if it is a Super Soaker brand.
That's what I'm saying.
Squirt gun, and it blows your mind out of your ear.
I think it's got to be a certain caliber Super Soaker, too. I think a 50 is not going to get you there.
Oh, you're going to need the 120.
I think 120 to 150 at the minimum.
You think 150? That might be a little pushing.
I think you fucking get the one with the backpack in it and just, like, never.
Griffin, you crazy bitch.
I know.
Griffin, I know that you're gonna rebuke me here.
Okay.
Guys, the neti pot's dangerous.
It's not. Two people.
It's full of bacteria.
It's not full of bacteria.
Way up on the pot.
Two people have died from using it.
How many people have to die before people stop pouring water in their face?
Some people
need don't. But that the hole is not for that. God is looking down at you and saying, like, that's not the hole, Griffin. Mm-hmm. I told you where the hole was. It's your singing hole.
I just want to be there when some scientists say, hey, guys, you know what always makes me feel better? Drowning. Mm. Let's see if we can't put that in some kind of home version that people can feel like they're drowning all the time.
Please just boil the water before you
use
it.
Of course I boil. What do you think? I make a homeless man gargle it and then spit it into my nose.
Now, Griffin, you did have your first Netty experience, right? This week. Mm-hmm. What did you think?
I'll tell you what's rough.
What?
I don't know how the flaps and flanges in there work. I don't know.
Right?
I don't know how the valves. I don't know how to operate those particular waterworks.
It's a real wake-up call when you realize those two things are connected.
Let's talk about my flange control. Here's the things I can do. I can open up my wiener to pee when it's time to go do that. When I put water in my mouth, I know how to use my tongue to push the water down my throat. What I do not know how to do yet is to open my nose to connect the two nostrils and to somehow seal that tunnel so that things go in one side and out the other side without, like, ending up, like, in my eyes or something.
So, wait. So, did you, like, pour the neti pot in, like, your nose and, like, it came out your wiener? Is that what you're saying?
Where'd it come out?
It came out, like, my mouth and stuff. It was
what? You didn't get the flow going?
Huh?
You didn't get it working?
I got it working eventually, but it takes some doing. It's not as effortless as they make it look like on TV.
But once you get it going, it's pretty pleasurable, right?
Once you get it going, oh my God, you guys. It's not pleasurable at all. But afterwards.
Is it like drowning?
No, it's, if you do it wrong, I guess. But if you do anything wrong, it's like drowning because you could slip in a pool and drown.
Trav, have you netted? Have you
done a neti pot? No, I would never do that.
Don't let your fear control you.
It's not fear. Yeah. I don't want to.
Why not?
I have no desire.
Haven't had these kind of sinus problems that.
Yeah. Ugh. I'm on steroids right now for allergies. I have to take things to make my body and muscles stronger to fight the allergies. The allergies the mold, it's like visible. You can see it. It comes and knocks on your door in the morning. It's like, hey, sup? Can I shove myself in you? Hey, do you mind if I cram? I say, oh no, get the pot, sweetie. Baby, get the hose.
Do you feel better?
I don't know that I'll ever feel better again.
Thanks, mold. Thanks for nothing. I know it always makes me feel better. Money.
That's very shallow, Justin.
I think when the person who invented neti pot, they, like, for, I would say about...
They were trying to kill themselves?
For 18 months or so, when they were workshopping it, they tried to pitch it as nose douche.
I can't get much traction.
This dog will hunt.
I've been in so many businesses trying to sell them the nose douche, and no one will take it.
They seem on board till we get to the name, and then it's just like, slam door.
Slam door.
Mm. What about... Hey, if I change it to face enema, is that better?
Hey, big news. You guys remember Stack Soap, right? Griffin wrote a great song for them. But you can now – I got mine this week. I know a lot of other MBMBAM listeners have gotten theirs recently. But now you can buy it. If you missed out on the Kickstarter, you can go to Amazon and look up Stack Soap and get it with free shipping. You can just search for Stack Soap. Or you just go to stacksoap.com. That's going to take you directly to Amazon. But it's great. It's like $12 for 6 bars.
Free shipping. Like, that's, you can't beat that.
It's soap that stacks in itself. So when you get down to just a sliver, then you put it up. You put it in the new bar because it's got a divot. Mm. It's an endless cycle of soap. It's amazing. So go buy it, stacksoap.com.
I got my Stack Soap in actually last week, and it's, I don't know if it's sad or awesome that I haven't used it yet because I'm waiting for my current bar of soap to get down to the stupid sliver. And once I make the exchange, it's gonna be the best. It's gonna be so exciting.
It really is. I get so excited.
I am excited. Like, when I shower,
once you go stack, you never go back.
I have been lathering like a fucking crazy person lately because I want to get this stupid shitty bar down to a point where I can stack it up. You know.
My Brother, Me is supported in part by Bing. It's got a new social search that will bring together all your favorite people from social networks like Facebook, Twitter, and into one place where you can exchange ideas, you can discover new things, and it'll help you to do things together. Check it out at Bing.com, because Bing is for doing.
It'll bring you together. You can come together and talk about my brother and me.
Say, sure. Hey, I heard this new podcast.
I heard this old-ass podcast, this old beat-up podcast, but they talked about Bing, and I knew it was fresh.
Mm-hmm. It sounded fresh to me. It brought it all home.
What if there was a site called Bong?
You check out Bong? No, Bong is a weak shit.
No, it's still a search engine, but it finds you exactly what you do not want.
This is terrible. I thought it was for Jim Varney. It's just a picture of his casket. Like, what?
Bong. Bong is such a downer. It's not even that it's wrong. It's, like, morally wrong.
Bong is for uh-oh. Guys, it's Friday on the Independent Film Channel. It's Comedy Bang Bang, airing at 10, 9 central. The guest this week is Michael Cera. Michael Cera.
He's America's heartthrob.
Did you not know who he was, or was I just not loud enough?
No. It's both.
Michael Cera! And Paul F. Tompkins is there!
It sounds like you're yelling to your old wife in the other room. Honey! Honey, come in! Comedy Bang Bang's on!
Michael Cera's on TV!
You love that Michael Cera. He was on Arrested Development.
He's that little sliver of a boy from Arrested Development. He's a man.
You loved him. He was in that show where he fought all the evil ex-guys.
He's a fraction of a boy.
You like him. He's non-threatening.
He looks like a normal boy who's been whittled down. They need to find a larger boy to put him in.
He looks like he would fit into another boy and then combine and be an infinite loop of boys.
So, what else is going on the show?
Well, in this week's episode, Reggie, the musical host, worries that product placement is taking over the show, and Scott Aukerman gets warned about his future by the cake boss. So,
Cake Boss,
everybody. That's this week's episode of Comedy Bang Bang. Check it out. IFC, 10, 9 central. Lock it in.
Hey, brothers. So, I have a name that is somewhat gender neutral. It is used as a girl's name more frequently now, but was originally only a boy's name. My problem is that while I like my name, people often assume I am male before we meet. I also receive mail addressed to Mr. Perhaps I'm overreacting, but I'd like to avoid future gender mix-ups. Advice? That's from Secret Girl in Virginia.
And that's from Mark.
Well, Steven. Well, let's ask Griffin, since Griffin, you've got a girl's name. So what is it like to often be assumed that you're a girl?
Go fuck yourself in the throat.
No, but I'm just saying, like, every other Griffin is a girl, right? So, like, you're the only male Griffin.
You're the only male Griffin. You're living your life as the only male Griffin. Mm. Looking for one other Griffin that you can help repopulate your species with. I think that's a great thing, because I'm always excited when I think, like, if it's a work situation, for example, and I think the person is a man and then it turns out it's a woman, I get excited because it's like, oh, good, they'll be competent. They'll actually be able to do this thing. And
God, I was worried that they would be dumb, but they're.
I thought it would be dumb, but it turns out that they are a woman. So that is quite a relief.
I think
for me.
Professional kind, I think it's kind of a little bit of that secret power, like when you know something the other person doesn't, right? And you roll up and they had like addressed yourself as like Mr. And you instantly have a leg up on this person because it's like, oh no, actually I'm a girl. So now you're embarrassed. So now I'm running the meeting.
My
Well, I don't think that just because the person assumed you're a man and it turns out you're a woman that you automatically get to run the meetings, but
if you can weave a thick enough mystery, then you win the game of Clue. Oh fuck, I was thinking about the game of Clue, not professional business settings. I do that all the time.
Yeah, that's a big mix up.
Stupid.
Could you start addressing yourself as like Miss whatever your name is?
You don't need a horse and pony shit. Why give a fuck, man?
Yeah, wait a minute. Now I think about it, this isn't your concern.
No, it's not.
It's their problem.
Yeah, you don't have to do jack shit. They're the ones that come out looking like, you know, they assumed and they made asses of themselves and me.
That is a power.
Now, I hated Travis's idea, but like with the miss, but what about lady? if somebody's like, her guy's name is Gaga Peterson. I don't know much about him, but he's supposed to come in here for an interview. That's confusing. If it turns out it's Lady Gaga, oh my. Well, I know. There's no question there.
What about Duchess?
Duchess Ralph.
What about, I'm totally, and you guys know this about me, I'm totally gender blind. Like, it doesn't matter to me. So what if.
He actually can't distinguish.
What if your prefix was just,
Well?
Your move, hotshot.
That's not a good prefix. That's not like a legally recognized.
You think that's
prefix.
Like too many words?
Too many words, definitely.
I think it's got to be just a series of letters. I don't think you can make a sentence out of it. Your sentence, you know, like your prefix, can't be like, "Guess what gender I am?" Because you're probably wrong. Mm.
What if it was just that? What if it was just Griffin McElroy?
The one that always confuses me is Mr. MSSR. What's that mean?
Monsieur.
You know what really confused? Mister. I love that band.
I think that's two wrongs don't make a right, though, and that means feminine.
What if your name is D.R. Hughley and you become a doctor, right, guys? Fuck.
And did you also mean D.L.?
No, he's brother. He's lesser-known medical brother, D.R.
Oh, of course he's a brother, Travis. God damn it. Can you get through one show without being wicked racist?
What if your name is J.R. Jr. Jr.? I made myself laugh at that. I'm J.R. Jr. Jr.
What if your name is Carl's Jr. and get a job at Carl's Jr.?
Oh, man. What if you're in the band Junior Senior and you're somebody's dad and son with the same name?
Simultaneously. And you're also a medical doctor and a lawyer.
And a senior in high school. Fuck.
So now, wait, hold on. Now, Justin, what prefix do you get for being a lawyer?
You get a suffix, Esquire.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So I'm high school high school senior.
Junior, senior, Esquire. Shares the same name, PhD. But I'm not a doctor. That's just a part of my name. It's a dangling modifier. It's pronounced junior, senior. Shake your coconuts!
Oh, golly. I am taking my first vacation in a year in early July. My new job is in upstate New York. I'll be spending 3 weeks visiting family and friends in Galveston and Austin, Texas, respectively. Before this year, I always took the existence of evenings and weekends to myself to be for granted. Always spent my vacations just lounging around, eating my parents' food. But now that I don't just have a job, but actually live on the job, I'm afraid of wasting my precious, precious vacation time in front of the tube. How can I get the most out of my vacation and return to the relatively real world refreshed? That's from Overworked in New York.
Bunch of drugs.
No.
Yes, you really want that lost week. Absolutely. Drug it out. Like a Jimmy Buffett song on a drunk.
Like if you were Jimmy Buffett in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Right. Just trying to kill yourself on daiquiris. I think, honestly, the best thing you can do for vacation is, a lot of people like a busy vacation, maybe if their day-to-day lives are pretty slow-paced, I think they like, you know, something with a lot of activity. I personally think that you should just try to counter-program, like, whatever you get an influx of in the workplace, then you should try to avoid that at all costs to really help to bring balance to your life. It's technology for me. I gotta try to steer clear of it to have a relaxing. I'm usually fairly successful at that, but that's a key for me.
I remember being a kid and like we go on big family vacations and everything. At like 9 and 10, all I wanted to do was everything all the time. So like we get there and be like, let's go mini golfing, let's go do laser tag, let's go to the beach, let's go see a movie, let's go to the mall, and mom and dad would be like, can we just sit here on the porch and not do anything?
Just go make a turkey sandwich for yourself. Get out of our sight.
And I couldn't understand it. I was sitting there like, you're on vacation and we're not doing anything. And only now as an adult do I kind of sit there and go, man, there's nothing like knowing you've got nothing to do.
I was the shittiest kid ever.
I was just such a dickhead.
Such a piece of shit.
I'm glad mom and dad didn't just leave me at the beach.
That's why I like going on vacations with my sister-in-law, Riley. She's 11 years old. And if I get that little tickle in the back of my throat, that, you know, that youth, that young spirit I still have, my wild oats. I think, hey, I'll make this kid do something with me. Hey, kid, let's go play a game or something. But if the kid is like wanting to do something and I don't want to, I just put her in a closet.
Yep.
You're going to be the best.
They're compact. They're very small. They don't need a lot of room.
You are going to
put her in there with my rock and roll vacuum.
You are going to be a superb father one day.
Thank you.
You are going to make one child very, very, very happy for like a few minutes at a time.
Whenever it's convenient for you, you will make that child so happy.
I'm going to be the Cliff Huxtable of my state.
Okay. I don't get the reference.
He's a Cosby.
He is a Cosby.
he's a Cosby cosplayer.
Sure.
He's one of the permutations of Cosby. After Cosby's fourth generation, he was Cliff Huxtable. Mm-hmm. After Leonard Part 6 died, mm-hmm. Cosby regenerated as Cliff Huxtable.
Why did they call the show The Cosby Show, but he was not the character was not named Cosby? I just had a problem with that. Like, who are they trying to fool by changing his name, Cliff Huxtable?
Well,
in case they... Bill Cosby. Everybody knew it was up.
They didn't know how many Cosby regenerations they were going to get through.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
So the people were crazy about the Cliff Huxtable regeneration. And they were originally going to go ahead and do the Cosby regeneration from the Cosby Mysteries during that series. But people were so crazy about it that they couldn't ever... you know, switch over.
And people were really confused at that time that Cosby regenerated and he was British.
Yeah.
And he had a bow tie.
Do you remember when Theo died and they recast him as a robot dog? That was pretty weird.
Yeah, that one was weird.
Fuck.
Do you guys... Can anybody on this call tell me what the Cosby regeneration name was in the Cosby Mysteries? What the name of that regeneration was?
Schmiff Schmuckstable.
No, it's not Schmish Muxtable. Very close.
Ghost. Thank you. Ghost Dad.
Is actually Guy Hanks.
Okay.
It's not a good name.
Not at all. I don't know what to... I haven't been on a... I'm going on a beach vacation this summer. And I feel
now
like...
Where are you going? I made a pitch for Tybee Island.
I'm gonna hit up South Kikilati, baby.
Now, what is that?
That is.
That's what people in South Carolina call South Carolina.
I don't think any of them call it that.
Okay. I think I saw that.
You going to Savannah? Are you going to Savannah? Going to fan yourself, drink some mint juleps?
I actually can't say where I'm going because I don't want to be hunted down.
By paparazzi.
Paparazzi.
Trying to get the topless pics of you.
But yeah, I don't know. Like, I haven't been on vacation. I don't know what my body is going to do. I don't know if it's going to be like, let's just lamp. Or is it going to be like, I want to see all the sites because you'll never get a chance to see these sites for a while?
That's a good question. You got to go someplace that's not very exciting. That's key.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to take a week-long vacation and just lay on my couch.
Okay. That's a staycation.
No, I don't want to call it that. I'm an adult.
It's just called unemployment.
Yeah. It's just called, Travis hasn't been at work this week. Mm-hmm. Has anyone noticed that?
There's a strange smell coming from his bedroom. Travis is dead. I'm worried about that.
You guys want a Yahoo answer?
Yeah. I was trying to stall one out of you.
Here comes a fresh Yahoo answer for you.
Can you deliver that again with a bit more pizzazz?
Here's a hot and ready Yahoo answer. Oh, guys, there's some real... This one was sent by Secret Person. It's by Yahoo Answers user Desiree, who asks... I'm a peanut butter lava lamp with pretty little unicorns on it. What are you? Don't be afraid to be crazy.
What the fuck? I'm dying. I need to get out of my skin. This is terrible in here all of a sudden. I'm puke. It's being boiled over and it's burned on the burner a little bit.
Ali Capalzi says, I'm Arthur the Aardvark with no horns and pink spots and a black and white stripy headband and an allergy to peanut butter lava lamps with pretty little unicorns on it. Smile.
Stop it. What?
I love you says, I'm a nerdy purple tiger with three tattoos. I just made that up because I'm smart, my favorite color, my favorite animal, and I like trees.
Oh, God bless it. I'm spiraling into madness.
So many
the real
people
podcast
like...
has continued on, and this is just all I can hear.
I'm a colorful dino that has superpowers, XPPPP.
No, you're not. You're a sad, sad person.
I can just cut loose and be silly.
A shoe being thrown at you?
Bong.
What's the sound of a...
This is the Yahoo Answers that Bong brings up.
I'm a purple cheese ball. My face is a grater that has a card on it. Come on, stupid lamp. Ra-cha-cha-cha-cha.
I'm the swirling pit of sadness that stares you down in the face every day.
I'm the unavoidable truth that your life is finite. Come climb in the tear pool, dipshit.
I'm the slow march of death, dragging you ever onwards towards the grave.
I'm the drugs your dad used when you were a little kid that made you the way that you are today. Bom. Bom, bop, bop, bop. I don't know where you have to put a Cosby riff at the end of each one.
Fuck that. Fuck that whole... That's not like a goof. No. Yeah. That's not a fucking zinger. That's just...
There's not even a setup. It's not even not like, setup. Pick your favorite color. It's just like, string together a big, long mishmash of nonsense words.
I'm a bacon abortion! Wow!
Now, are there any others? Because I do... My interest is beef.
No, that's it. That's all. No, I mean, there's more, but I'm not going to read anymore. I'm not going to...
I'm a mildly successful accountant with kids that don't respect him.
Come on, Griffin. Give me more. I know there's more in there.
I'm a reckless individual with four eyes, green hair, two left feet, an extra toe, and a severely big head.
Okay, now he didn't get it. Now he didn't get the purpose of this experiment.
I'm Charles Manson's love child.
Oh, guys. What if this is a brilliant government, like a sting operation? And all of these answers psychologically can be broken down to figure out who's a terrorist and who's not.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Can I
see? Uncle Sam's become so crafty. He can't tell if I got bombs in my shoes, so I got to take them off. But he can tell if these fuckheads are going to try to attack a beloved American landmark.
I'm a plaid triceratops with bubblegum coming out of my ears. Oh, my God.
Take him.
Oh, my God. Man, this sounds like a... Sounds like a fucking character creation sheet for Dungeons and Dragons and fuck you.
here's a good Yahoo answer. Well, I suppose that's subjective. It's sent by Stephen Lewis. Thank you, Stephen. It's by Yahoo Answers user Lil Redhead, who asks, I want my tattoo covered up with another tattoo. Okay, so I have a tat on the small of my back. It's one of my daughter's names, but I would like to covered with another tat. The name is Jade. Any ideas of anything big to cover it? You don't have to be specific, just a general idea of some things that may work. Thanks much, and a happy Friday, y'all! Additional details. I'm covering up my daughter's name, because I have gotten another tattoo with both of my daughter's names in it, so I don't see a point as to having her name twice when my other girl only has one spot. I'm not a bad mother, lul.
Yeah, well,
what about not Jade?
That's pretty good.
Okay.
Fuck you, Jade. Check that out. You think you get two placements? Nah.
Well, look at this. It's still your name, but I just drew a grave around it. Now it looks like Jade is buried here.
Now, what about with very little altering?
Yeah.
Jada Pinkett Smith.
Or just Jaden.
Jaden Smith.
Jaden would be easier, because you could just add the N instead of having to
add the N. But if you're not a fan of Jaden, then you're just a friend of Jada.
I don't really like... I like the source material. Do not like the byproduct.
No.
No thanks.
You mix a little Will Smith in there. It gets very distasteful for me.
Pardon me, Jordan, but I saw the new Karate Kid, and I'm having a stroke. All my woots are wrong.
Strokes are funny.
Could you write Dragon at the end of it, and then it's like Jade Dragon, and then it's like a mysterious, whoa, like a mysterious source of power in your chakra? Chakram.
What about a giant butterfly?
But it would still say...
Where's the joke?
There's no joke. I like butterflies.
Okay, cool.
Don't judge.
Is that how tattoos work? Can you just put a thing over it? Or... Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the game Upwards?
Yeah.
It's a lot like that.
Is it? If somebody gets tattoos over and over again on the same spot, they'll just have like a dorsal fin by the end of it?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. What's wrong with your back? It says Jaden Mystery, and then there's a butterfly.
I was a big fan of Jason Mraz back in the day, and I needed to get that covered up.
Just
and then he just kept dragging me back in with his siren call.
Change your tattoo so it says Jason Mraz, just so people know.
Jadera Diet Pills? There, you can get an ad.
Can you?
A sponsorship?
Here's what I got it. You get an eraser, okay, a tattoo eraser, erase the okay, E, have another kid, name him Jad. Or erase the D and the E, and then it's just Ja. Or erase the D and the E, and then put an I and then a space and an H-O, and then it's Jai-Ho, like in the Slumdog Millionaire movie. You guys...
That's timely.
I'm not a bad mother. I'm just a big fan of Slumdog Millionaire.
I love Jai-Ho. That's how that song goes. The Jason Mraz cover of Jai-Ho. Did you hear it?
Mm-hmm. So crunchy.
Jai-Ho, ba do ba bo.
Bong.
Fuck.
So once the show has been reduced to just clicks and noises, we don't have to do it anymore. Is that the rule?
That's usually the
Once we've convinced everyone else to turn it off, we can stop
doing Erase the okay. J, replace it with an S, and then it's a Sade tattoo. You're welcome. Erase the A, turn it into a U, Jude Law. There's so many opportunities here.
Get rid of the J, add a D at the end, put an F at the beginning, it's faded.
Get
come on, bra.
E. Lose the E, put a D in. Judd. Ashley Judd. No, wait. You got to get a U in there. Fuck. Hold up. Let me try it again.
Okay, lose the J, add a B and an L, and then you're celebrating Wesley Snipes' movie.
Get rid of D, E, put I-L, jail. Jail tattoo.
Get. Here's the solution for all of this. Okay. Just get a tattoo of somebody else around it that has that tattoo. So it's not you that has a tattoo of Jade. Your tattoo has a tattoo of Jade.
I don't know where he got it. He wandered off for 5 minutes and came back with it.
Baby, it's not that I love Jade more. It's that guy from Pawn Stars loves Jade more, and I have a tattoo of him.
So you see, Big Hoss loves it more.
It is actually his tattoo from that. What's that fat piece of shit?
His name is Jade. Ah. Oh! Perfect. Ideal scenario.
I'm so glad that worked out and was true.
How much work would it take to get that Jade changed to just Krayshawn? How many letters is that different?
What? Just get a big black bar over it. People say, I thought you had a tattoo your daughter's name there. Nah, actually, fuck her. I hate that kid. I'm over it. She had a good run, but it's done.
How did you not realize that you got the same word tattooed on your body twice, you dumb...
Oh, shit. Damn it.
Ah, fuck. I already had a Jade. Fuck. It's not like when you go to the supermarket, you go to Target, and you buy season 5 of Top Chef, and you get home, and you're like, ah, fuck, I thought I had season 4, but now I have 2 seasons. It's a word on your body. I don't have any of those. If I had one, I would know it. Stupid fuck.
Fuck. This has been my brother and me, an advice show for the modern era. Thank you so much for listening yet again to our program. I know that sounded just there like a rough edit, but in actuality, that is the case.
We just ran out of steam.
And knew it when it happened.
It's these summertime months. We all have to turn our ACs off. I'm like delirious.
There ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Right. Thank you to everybody tweeting about the show with the MBM. MBMBAM hashtag Dale A, Cannibal Kisses, Bob Winston 42, Prickly Porcupine, Pita, Dude Girls, Indie Mike, Jam Collie, Tokyo Rude, The Kylies, Planet JK, Iggy K, Buzz Click, Yeah Pat, Cosmo Doodle Cat, everybody, thank you for tweeting about the show. If you would like to tweet about the program, just again use that MBMBAM hashtag. Thank you to Teddy Corgi also for tweeting about the program. That's the best way we have of sharing it. If you are going to tweet about the show, maybe include a link to our sampler there. It's bit.ly/itsmabimbam.
I want to thank John Roderick and the Long Winters for the use of our theme song, It's a Departure, off the album Putting the Days to Bed. It's a fantastic little album. It's got all kinds of earworms and ditties.
Excuse me?
It's got earworms and ditties. Also, if you want to have your personal message promoted on My Brother and My Brother and Me, or your business message, you can find out how to do that at MaximumFun.org/Jumbotron. And you can find all of the necessary legal filings and FCC paperwork there. Also, if you haven't, Give a listen to some of our other Maximum Fun shows. Throwing Shade. Stop Podcasting Yourself. Jordan Jesse Go. Judge John Hodgman. Bullseye. Each one a gem more than the other.
All of them.
All of them gems. A pocket full of kryptonite.
And go check out when you're at the MaximumFun.org homepage. Just look over and see the little Max Fun merch link. And just go check out all the great t-shirts and books and everything that are there. And buy a bunch of stuff, man. Just emblazing your chest with all of our logos and whatnot.
Or you can just go to MaxFunStore.com.
That too. If you don't to click on links and stuff. If you're afraid of links and things.
Don't be afraid.
Also, tickets are on sale for Max FunCon East. We all got back from Max FunCon West earlier this month. And I think we can all agree it was the fucking best time ever. So, that's definitely a thing you should check out if you live on the East Coast. It's going to be held in the Poconos, in a beautiful and majestic vista. So, tickets are on sale right now. You can get them through the Max FunCon website. This Yahoo answer was sent in by question mark. Thank you, question mark. It's by Yahoo Answers user Frankie, who asks, "Can I get my dad arrested for watching the news?"
I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
This has been my brother, and me. Kiss your dad. Square on the lips.
Keep your heart three stacks. Keep your heart. Hey, keep your heart three stacks. Keep your heart. Man, these girls are smart. Three stacks. These girls are smart. Play your part.